Greetings.
Blog Talk Radio.
To Blog Talk Radio, or you're listening to your old Ship of Zion, and your host is Pastor Janice Ward of God House Deliverance Pentecostal Ministry / No Bounds Ministry with your co-pastor, Shirlene Cooks of Livermore, California. I thank you for tuning in this evening in your office space, in your automobile, or wherever, in your living rooms or wherever Blog Talk Radio finds you. I am so delighted to be in your presence again on tonight, Tuesday, November the 27th, 2012. I thank God for keeping me and keeping his archangels camped all around about me as I travel over the dangerous highways and byways. And I pray that God have watched over you as well. I'm not a selfish prayer warrior, but I am a person that believes that God can heal, he can touch, he can watch all of us all at the same time. And I just thank God for just allowing me to come into your homes, like I said, into your office space, into your automobiles, and bring you Blog Talk Live Radio with the old Ship of Zion, and your host pastor is Janice M. Ward of Gilroy, California. So I just wanted to, tonight we're going to kind of change our service up a little bit to kind of entertain you and, you know, kind of make it enjoyable for you, because that's the reason that I'm here, to make it a lively show for you, and not only you, but I'm doing it for the Lord as well. The Lord is the number one that I, he's my number one employer, and I'm his employee. And whatever God give me to do, that's what I find myself doing. And one thing about it, I love the Lord with all my heart, mind, and soul. I love God. I love everything about serving God. I just know that there is no greater life than the life of Christ. So what we will do, we are going to bring to you some live music, and we're going to have an A and B selection. And our first selection will be whatever God is doing in his season. How many out there in radio land want to know that whatever God is doing in this season, please don't forget about me? You tell God, say, God, don't forget about me. When you know that you've been on the battlefield for God, and you've been telling of God's goodness and his grace and his mercy and how he's brought you out of certain situations that you know it wasn't nobody, couldn't have been nobody's hand but God that touched you and delivered you and brought you out. You hear what I'm saying? Those nights that you was all alone, didn't nobody know that you was by yourself. But you was by yourself and you was crying out to God to come and to hear your plea. You wanted him to come and answer your call. So we all know how to get that connection to God when we have to. We can just say, Jesus, maybe a car is finna run into you, or you're finna get hit by a trailer tractor. And you call Jesus and look like just in a moment. Oh, Lord, have mercy. In a moment, things change around. You, that car miss you. That tractor trailer miss you. That SUV miss you. That 18-wheeler miss you. So we know that when we call on Jesus, there is power in the name of Jesus. So without any further ado, we're going to bring you an A selection by the Bishop Paul S. Martin. I will be back with you after this song is completed. May God bless you. All right. I hope you enjoyed that selection by Bishop Paul S. Martin. And I'd just like to make note of that you that desire to call in, if you want to call in and voice your opinion or let me know how my show has been a blessing to you or anything that I can add to the program, you're welcome to do so. And that call-in number, I've also established you on Skype number. It's toll-free. And it's the number is 877-598-8654. That number again is 877-598-8654. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. All right, we're going to go right on into our theme on tonight. And our theme tonight is Gain the World, Lose Your Soul. Gain the world, lost your soul. Now, I'm just going to do a little reading of the little rundown that I outlined for this particular sermon on tonight. Now, life has been good to you. You have made a name for yourself. You're a world-renowned millionaire slash billionaire. You have limousine and chauffeurs. You have 747 aircraft at your disposal. You have accountants, bookkeepers. You have a publicist. You have a bodyguard. And your social likes among the who's who in billboards. You are in the elite society. You dine with the best of food. You have maids around the clock. You have landscapists to do your yard and groom it to your liking. And you have all the bells and whistles at your very feet. And you have sold out to the devil. Now, we know that it's a whole lot of folks that got money. Not saying that if you got money or if you just happen to be wealthy or rich, that you it might be a reason that you don't get into heaven. I'm not saying that, but what I am saying is that, because there's a whole lot of folks that's wealthy. There's some wealthy saints of God as well. But I'm not talking to them that know God. I'm talking to the ones that don't know God. You that don't have a personal relationship with God, that's who I'm talking to. So, like I said, you know, you have had... all the both worlds. You just had both worlds, you know, and you went to the best of schools. You went to the elite schools. You've also, as a young lad, you went to the prep school, and then you went on to college, and now you hold a BA degree in business, and you're in real estate. Maybe you into stocks and bonds, maybe you're on the Dow Jones list, but you've made a mark on society. So we want to go into a scripture that tells us about such things as, you know, loving and worshiping your treasures down here, because we know that down here, like I first stated on a previous message, is that what we have here is temporary. It's temporary. It's just a loan, because we brought anything in this world, and as surely as I am sitting here, we are not carrying anything out. Now, we will go into the scripture, and we will go to the scripture will be Matthew, the 6th chapter, and we'll fall down to the 19th verse. And you can read with me. It says, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust does corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust does corrupt, where thieves do not break through nor steal. Now, we know that our treasure that's up in heaven, there is not going to be any thieves up in heaven. That you don't have to worry about it. You can leave your windows open, your doors open, because there will not be any thieves in the kingdom of heaven. So the Bible lets us know that don't lay up all of your wealth and your riches, all your fine cars. Maybe you have 5 or 6 cars. You know, you got a car for every week, every day of the week. Maybe you have 7 cars. So you got a car for Monday all the way through Sunday. You got a different car you can roll around in and splurge and, you know, go on to town and have folks just Google eyeing at you. You know, oh, that brother got it going on. You know, that sister got it going on. Yes, you have it going on. But do you have Jesus while you have it going on? Do you have Jesus, that spiritual man that dwell inside of a person? That's who I'm speaking about. Now, you can have all the riches that this world can afford, but one thing that you cannot afford is to lose your soul. God don't want anyone lost. God said he didn't want anyone lost, but that all would come to repentance. And so in that regard, we know that God don't want anyone missing heaven and going to hell. But, you know, the gospel is being preached around the world, around the globe. You know, God is having his word to go through the airways, just like now. This is digital. But then you also have radio. You have a radio that you can tune in and turn it on different stations. All right. Then you have television. You got television that you can broadcast your service on. And then you have people that just go around the world that have a tent meeting, a crusade, you know, and those people are bringing the Christ to those different areas. They're bringing Christ in there. They're trying to introduce the person to Christ that don't know Christ. So that when the time comes, you will not be without an excuse. You will be without an excuse because God's word would have went to every part of this universal. And so you have everything that you could ever want in life. You have everything. I mean, it's nothing that you could want for. You got everything at your disposal. But people have tried to witness to you. They have tried to introduce you to Jesus, to a man that can save you, that can change you, that can make you a new creature. But you refuse. You refuse his disciple that wanted to sit down and tell you about a man that could save you and that could free you from all sins. You turned a deaf ear to God because you feel like, hey, it can't get any better than this. I have heaven right here on earth. I have this big, fine mansion. It covers so many footage. You know, maybe cover a whole block, you know. But you have everything at your disposal. You have butlers. You have maids. And you have bodyguards. All these people to protect you, to just, you know, be at your every whim, whatever you want. You just beckon them, and it's done. You know, you don't really even have to leave the house if you don't want to. You can just send a word. Send a word what you want, and there it is. But what I'm saying is that don't get too caught up in your worldly accolades and forget about God. Don't forget about God. the God that died on Calvary Cross. They hung Jesus high and they stretched him wide on Calvary Cross. The Bible says that he died until the sun refused to shine. Can you imagine complete darkness upon the earth? Because this powerful spiritual man that's nailed to the cross, I mean agony and pain wrecked through his body, yet he said not a mumbling word. Why would you not want to know a man that love you enough to go to the cross? And the Bible says that he gave up the ghost. Why you wouldn't want to be introduced to a man that loves you beyond compare? You have a set of parents, or maybe if your parents are demise, then you had some parents, I would speculate that you had some parents that love you. You had a mother and a father that love you and that adored you. But they are gone on. But they love you. And your parents showed you their love through their works by working and toiling and having means to protect you and to provide for you a home where you could lay down and you could sleep in a warm bed, you could go to the best of schools, you know, you eat the best of foods, and you haven't really wanted for anything because your parents made it possible for you. And so you was able to go on to college. You went on to college to obtain your degree. And now you're out there and you're making mega bucks. You're just stacking it. You're just stacking them dollars. You know what I'm saying? You're just stacking the money. But what I'm trying to say is to you is that when it's all over, when it's all over and said and done, what would it have profited you that you gained the whole world and lost your soul? What would it have profited you for just a temporary time of fun and good times, you know, and you live life lavishly? But now, God is beckoning for you. He's beckoning for you to come to him, in other words. And you refused his disciple when they tried to deliver the old gospel news to you. You rejected God's word. So now you stand at death's door. You stand in the place that God called hell. Some people call it Hades. But is God call it the pit? It's the pit. And it's the bottomless pit because it don't have a bottom in it. It's not something to where if you was to jump out a window, you would land, presumably if you didn't fall very far, you would land on the ground. You know that was a bottom. But this place called hell has no bottom. And not only does it not have a bottom, but it's the livelihood of hell is eternity. That's forever without an end. Without an end in sight. And the Bible says that there will be wailing of teeth. Can you imagine being in the fire, the hell fire, or the fiery furnace, or whatever you want to call it, and you just rolling around like a, you put your laundry in the dryer when it finished with the washer and it stops, and you take your clothes out and you put them into the dryer, and then the drum in the dryer turns and turns and turns and turns, and so you put it on a timer. So when your clothes run out of that timer, it gives off a sound, maybe, you know, a buzz sound, to let you know that your laundry is now ready, it's done, it's dried. But before then, your laundry was just going around and around and around. This wasn't settling. It did not, your clothes did not settle until the dryer stopped. Come to a complete stop, then your items settle. They settle then. But before, as they was just turning, turning, and turning, your laundry was just turning and tossing around. Well, that's just about the way hell is that many is going to be tossing and tossing and tossing and turning and turning and turning and burning and burning and burning. But the thing of it is, you know, I've heard people say that when you're dead, that you're done. But I come to serve you notice. You might be done, but I'll tell you one thing, you'll be a long way from dead. Because you're going to burn for eternity. I mean, that's forever. Can you imagine forever without end? That's like giving a person that has done crime, you give them a life sentence. So when you give them a life sentence, sometimes they get two life sentences, you know, depending upon the crime. But when a person gets a life sentence, and they're not getting any good time, but they just going day by day, a life sentence. A life sentence is equivalent to forever. The only thing between the earthly man is that he's not going to ever get out of prison unless he's carried out, you know, on a stretcher. So he's going to have to die in order to come out. And if he happened to get out, if they retried his case and find out that they have accused him wrongfully, he can get out that way. But I'm talking about a person that has been charged and he has committed the crime. He is guilty of the crime that's charged against him. He is guilty. And so the judge has given him a life sentence. So a life sentence is equivalent to forever. Your family is not going to ever see you outside of those penitentiary bars. You know, the gate with the, I forget the, what they call that, that gate, but the gate that you cannot climb over. I mean, you would probably just get skinned alive. Shot down, you know, if they caught you trying to escape. But the point I'm trying to make is that hell is equivalent to a person getting a life sentence. Hell is a life sentence. That's what hell is. But you can escape hell by accepting God's invitation. I come to tell you this evening, and I come to let you know that Jesus loves you. Jesus will not turn anyone that wants to accept him as their Lord and Savior. He will not turn you away. God. God will accept you into his kingdom. And you can be a vessel that can win souls to Christ. You can go and tell your family. You can go and tell your colleagues. You can tell your best friends. You can tell your neighbors. Hey, you know, I'm a changed man. The things I used to do, I don't have a desire to do them anymore. Because what? God has changed me. He has made me a new person. I might be the same person physically speaking, but spiritually speaking, I am a brand new man, or I'm a brand new woman. I'm a brand new young man, or a brand new young woman. I'm a brand new boy or girl. God will make you brand new. He said, behold, all things become old pass away. Old things has passed away. Behold, all things has become new. So God has made you new, improved. You are now new, improved. And you're not the same person that you was yesterday. You're not the same person you was 8 hours ago. You're not the same person you was 30 minutes ago. You're not the same person you was an hour ago. You're not the same person you was 60 minutes ago. You are now a changed person. And you are now ready to tell of the goodness of Jesus. Tell what you might ask, Pastor Ward. Tell how God has brought you out. God has brought you out. And he brought you over. He's brought you over. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. I'm having some difficulties here this evening, but I'm intending to go all the way with Jesus, and so I'll just talk without being able to see my screen. I know the devil is mad because I'm touching somebody. I feel like I'm touching somebody out there in digital radio tonight. But like I said, I just want you to know that God can save you if you want to be saved. God can fill you with his precious spirit and dwell it inside of you, that you're able to live a sanctified and purified life before God daily. And he can also fill you with the Holy Ghost that can keep you living holy before God every day, and you don't have a desire to go back into the world of sin, but you have a desire to continue in your walk with God, to tell others about the Jesus that you met, the man that loved you so much that he went all the way to Calvary cross and died for your sins and mine. And I just want you to know that if you got Jesus and you got your wealth, then that's good, because you know the difference between the two. You know the difference between the spiritual wealth and naturally wealth, because we know that whatever God has enabled us to use and enjoy, like I said before, it's just temporal. It's temporary. It's temporary. But if you lay up your treasures in heaven, then when you go to heaven, when you get there, when God has granted you the opportunity and he's told you these words, my good and faithful servant, said, I'm pleased with what you've done. You've done as I instructed you, and so I welcome you into the kingdom of heaven. And when God welcomes you in, and there is your treasures laid up right there. You don't have to worry about, right here on planet Earth, we have to worry about thieves and robbers trying to come in and steal and even to kill us. But they come to steal, kill, and destroy, to take your goods away from you. They don't want you with them. They want them. So they will do whatever means necessary to retrieve your goods from you without asking. They'll just take them. Sometimes they'll break in your home and take them. Sometimes they'll break in your automobile and take them. Sometimes they will have you at gunpoint and ask for them, demand them. You know, demand, give me your goods. Give me your jewelry. Give me your money. Give me your wallet. Give me your purse. Just give me what you got. And so, and if you refuse, then it could, the end results could be fatal. It could be fatal. But if you know God, then God can make that old enemy behave and leave you alone. That's what God can do. And so I just want you to know tonight that don't allow your wealth and good living to be the end of you. Get God in your life. Then you can enjoy your treasures down here a whole lot better. You don't have to worry about the thieves because God got his angels camped all around. You see, they're standing on their designated posts. And they're watching over you and I. But if you don't know God, then you always got to be on the alert. You got to always be on the lookout because the devil is always lurking around trying to see what he can get into, trying to see who he can sick on you, who he can get to do you harm, because that's his job, that's his ultimate job, is to destroy, is to kill, is to take. You know, that's his job. And whenever Jesus would ask him, you know, Satan, where were you at? And Satan's response would be, oh, I was just walking to and fro, up and down. So, you know, God gave me a vision, just a imaginary vision of what the devil was talking about when he said, I was just walking to and fro, up and down. Can you imagine one of your loved ones, or maybe it's your wife, maybe you're the husband, that your wife is having a new baby, and you, this is your first baby, so you know you, your stomach is like, you know, in jittles, and you're walking, you're pacing the corridors of the hospital floor, you're going back and forth, and you're just waiting on your new baby to be born, be delivered, you know, and for them to come out and tell you what sex it was, if it's a girl or if it's a boy, you know. And so you're walking. You're not walking and then making a left, or walking, then, you know, making a right. Then you go and you make another left and you make another right. But you're going up the hallway. You know, you're going up the hallway just a little piece. And you're turning around and going back down the opposite end. You walk down there and you turn around, you come on back where you started from. So that's pacing. That's pacing. So that's what I get out of the devil. When he says that I was walking up and down, to and fro, the devil is pacing. Because the devil is just got just a little, he's got a little the space that he has is very limited, in other words. His space is very limited. He don't have a lot of space and wish to move. But he's powerful. We know that. Those of us that don't know God, the devil is powerful. And those of us that do know God, we know that the devil is powerful too. But we know that those of us that is equipped with the Holy Ghost power, I mean the Holy Ghost power that only you can get from God. Only you, God, can give you the Holy Ghost power. And that Holy Ghost power is just like electricity. You hear me? It will shock the devil. It will get him going. It will get him the moving, and he will flee, and he will leave you alone. He will not come back bothering you for a while. Now, I'm not saying that he's gone for good, because he's never gone for good, but he's gone for a while. He's temporary absent from your midst, from your presence. He's temporary absent, and he's gone on to harass somebody else, to make somebody else's day a nightmare on Elm Street. But he will be back. Guarantee you, he will be back. But as long as you got that Holy Ghost power, you ain't worried about him coming back. Because when he come back, guess what? You're going to have some more Holy Ghost to slap him upside the head with again when he come back. So you always got your breastplate of righteousness on. You always geared up for action to go to war on the devil. Because, see, that's what we're doing down here. We're fighting. We're in a war. We're in a tug of war with the devil and Jesus' kids. We're Jesus' kids. We're Christ's kids. We're the King kids. So every day we're in battle with the devil and his little imps. See, he got them little bad baby kids. They call them the imps. And so we're in battle with him every day. And we will always be in battle with him every day until Jesus raptures us out of here. Until Jesus cracked that cloud in the rapture and get us, then we will be hunted, and we'll be mesmerized, and we'll be tested, and we'll be tried by Satan every day. Every day we are tried and tested by Satan through someone, somebody coming up, you know, maybe coming at you the wrong way, and maybe in the, you know, in the conversation. You know, they talk, they lingo, you know. They were talking at you maybe incorrectly, and then they kind of rub you the wrong way. And sometimes, you know, we have to pray, and we have to, God, help me, you know, because I don't want to really come out the bag on this person. You know, I want to stay in the realm of God. You know, I want to stay saved. I want to stay sanctified. I don't want to lose my religion with this person. So, God, you help me. And God will help us. You know, God said, don't worry about it, my son. Don't worry about it, my daughter. Because, you see, the battle is not ours anyway. The battle is God's battle. You hear me? It's not ours, but it's the Lord's. It's the Lord's battle. And so whenever the devil is giving us too much of a headache, all we got to do is tell our Father, Father, the devil is messing with me. And, honey, watch God show up and show out. He'll send the devil running. I guarantee you he will send the devil on his way in fast and in a hurry. But don't let the world and all of its make-believe, treasures, because we know that everything that is here on planet Earth is man-made. But those of us that love the Lord and that's living a sanctified life before Christ and doing what God instructed you to do, you can look forward to a mansion that's not made by mortal man. Jesus himself is the builder. He's the architect of our heavenly mansion. And that mansion in heaven is like no other you could ever imagine. I don't care how pretty, how beautiful, how marvelous, how extravagant your mansion is. God has got laid up for the saints of God a mansion that is beyond the human mind. Can you imagine that? It is beyond the human mind. It is beyond what you and I could even think of. You have to be have a mind like Christ in order to even imagine what your mansion would even be like. It's like something you've never seen before. And I'm talking about, I ain't talking about, you know, this little gold that you buy and you're paying thousands and thousands of dollars for the diamonds. You're paying thousands and thousands of dollars for the gold. Yeah, it's gold. But upside God's gold, is just like gold plated. It's like tin. It's like counterfeit up against what God has. Because God has prepared for those who love him a mansion that's not built by the hand of man. But Christ built this kingdom for the saints of God, those that love him, those that go out into the highway and the byway and tell the goodness of Jesus. That's who the mansion is prepared for and laid in wait for, is the saints of God. So don't let the devil trick you out of your life. Don't let the devil trick you into thinking that this is heaven right here, because there is a heaven beyond the grave. There is a heaven. You might be thinking that you in hog heaven because of your lifestyle and what it can acquire you. But I'm here to tell you, don't lose your soul to the devil. Don't sell out. Even though you have gained the world, you can gain God before it's too late. Because the Bible says, yet, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his or her soul? It has profited you not. That means nothing. That you've got everything that you could ever think of, and yet you died not knowing Christ in the pardon of your sins. And I just thank God for allowing me to come before your presence tonight. I thank him because he's so wonderful. I tell you, as I always say, if I could steal, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey right now. And I thank God for allowing me to come before your presence on Blog Talk Radio and with your program, The Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Pastor Janice Ward of God's House Deliverance Pentecostal Ministry and / No Bounds Ministry, co-pastor Shirlene Cooks of Livermore, California, where God is moving by his Spirit. I'm telling you, lives are being changed and people are being saved and filled with the Holy Ghost right off in the prisons. God is saving and breaking up all of that sin that's run rapid inside of the prisons now. But I just thank God for being able to come into your home, into your office space, into your automobile, and share the gospel of Jesus with you. And like I said, you can share your thoughts. I mean, you're welcome. I've set up a number on Skype. It's a toll-free number to you, and that number is 877-598-8654. That number again is 877-598-8654. Your call-in are welcome. We welcome you, and we appreciate you taking out your busy time to listen in to Blog Talk Radio with the Old Ship of Zion, and your host is Pastor Janice Ward. And I'd like for you to tune in again. My next program will be in December. And you can keep an eye on the digital threads that will be coming across over on my Facebook page. Or you can also go to my Blog Talk radio program and you can go in the archives and see what the next sermon will be. I have it already allocated and printed there, so you can go in and check and stay tuned to, you know, my program. And I just thank God for you. I thank God for you, and I just, you know, I know God is going to really, you know, move in a mighty way. So I just want you to be encouraged and know that God loves you and I love you. And, honey, I tell you, once you get a taste of Jesus, you won't go back. I tell you. So, you know, once you try Jesus, he's the best thing that ever happened to me. And I don't have a desire to go back into the world of sin.
I have Jesus, and Jesus have me. And I just encourage you on today to give your life to Christ. Don't let it be said too late. Don't gain the whole world and lose your soul. When you gain the world, gain God along with gaining the world. Because one thing about it, you will be able to live with Jesus forever and ever. Up in that great over yonder, that big by and by, over there in the rolling hills of glory land, Jesus will welcome us. Oh, that'll be a great day, I'll tell you. That'll be a day, that will be the day, I'll tell you. We'll have no more crying, no more sickness, no more pain, no more heartache, no more letdowns. You know, you ain't got to worry about your friend running out on you. Because we'll have Jesus and we'll have the saints of God that we will just sing and praise Jesus all day long. We don't have to worry about night because there will be no night there. It will be day there. Because God in all of his power is going to shine. He's going to give it light. So we will have no need of the dark. It will be done away with. And every day will be Sunday. And we're going to sing and shout. And I tell you, we're going to say howdy, howdy. And it will never be a goodbye. When you go to church, you depart. You know, when the church service is over, you depart and you go your separate ways. And you meet again the next service night. But when you get to heaven, you won't have to worry about, girl, I'll see you tomorrow night. We get to see each other every day. That will be so wonderful, be to see the saints of God and all of that glory that God will bestow upon us. Because God said that, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we shall be like him. And I just thank God for allowing me to come into your homes on tonight. So don't you forget to tune in again in the month of December for the Blog Talk Radio with your old ship of Zion. And your co-host will be Pastor Janice Ward of God's House Deliverance Pentecostal Ministry in Gilroy, California, / No Bound Ministry with co-pastor Shirlene Cooks of Livermore, California. I want you to tune in and let God bless your soul real good. I thank you so kindly for your patronage. And may God then richly bless and keep you always. Until next time, go with God and God go with you. Bye for now. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Well, I tell you what, I've had some technical difficulties tonight, but I went on to continue my sermon on tonight, and that's, what would it profit you to gain the world and lose your soul? I just thank God for you tuning in tonight, and I'll see if this broadcast was in its completion. And if it wasn't in its completion, then I might just redo it, you know, just do it over, because my computer just went out. But I thank you for tuning in, and may God bless you. And I want you to listen in the month of December to Blog Talk Radio with the old ship of Zion, with the your host will be Pastor Janice Ward, and you tune in, and I want you to go with God as God go with you. I want you to be blessed. I want you to be blessed because God is in the blessing business, and I want you to seek the Lord. Ask the Lord to come into your life and to save you and fill you with his precious spirit and dwell himself within you. And you can go and tell others, go and tell your family, go and tell your friends, go and tell your neighbors about this Jesus that you have met, you know. And I tell you, you will never be the same. You will never be the same because God will make you a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. And I just thank God for just giving me this opportunity to come before your presence on tonight. And before we go out, I want to see if I can play that B selection. So you listen up, and may God bless you, and I look forward to hearing from you. Bye for now. Thank you.